The princess and her nurse were the best friends of all times, and the princess in consequence ate an enormous little breakfast.
"I wonder, Luti," that was her pet name for her nurse, "what pigeon's eggs taste like," she said as she was eating her egg, not quite a common one, for they always picked out the pinky ones for her.
"We will get you a pigeon's egg and you shall be the judge yourself," said the nurse.
"Oh, no, no,"
returned Irene, suddenly reflecting they might disturb the old lady in getting it, and that, even if they did not, she would have one less in consequence.
What a strange creature you are," said the nurse, "first to want a thing and then refuse it."
But she did not say it crossly, and the princess never minded any remarks that were not unfriendly.
"Well, you see, Luti, there are reasons," she returned, and said no more,
for she did not want to bring up the subject of their former strife, lest her nurse should offer to go before she had her grandmother's permission to bring her. Of course, she could refuse to take her, but then she would believe her even less than ever.